But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. In our first reading today, from the book of the prophet Micah, the question is asked, what is it that God requires of us? And it's pretty simple. God requires of us to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. In many ways, these values do not seem to be very present when we look at the world around us. When we look at a place where people are being separated from their families because of where they come from. Or refuse entry into the country they call home, even though they are legally here. Right now, instead of justice and hope, the love of kindness, it seems like a lot of the message you hear is to be afraid, to be really afraid, to not trust your neighbor, especially if that neighbor doesn't look like you, or worships differently from you, or does not agree with you, that you should fear that person. That you should think about yourselves first. But as Micah makes it clear, this is not God's way. God wants us to stand up for one another. Instead of building walls, to reach out, to accept. Instead of division, to bring peace. To be a light in a world that is darkening around us. In our gospel, we read what is often referred to as the Beatitudes, the blessed bees, which follows what Paul is telling us in his gospel, in his epistle today, that what makes sense to God doesn't seem to make a lot of sense for the rest of the world. Because when Jesus is talking about who is going to be blessed, it is those who seem to be the weakest. Those who are hurting. Those who, at least to the world, look like they have very little power. But we all know that when God chooses those to proclaim his word, when God calls people to come do the work of the good news, it's often the unexpected. The people who, at least to us, may not seem qualified to do so, or may not seem to be very powerful. But God doesn't work on our logic. God doesn't read people the way we might read people. God's wisdom is beyond us, and what God sees within each of us is beyond even our own comprehension. Most people who are called to do God's work will be the first people to tell you they're not qualified to do it. But they lift up their cross and they get out there and they do what it is that God has called them to. Living with faith that God will provide them with the words, the resources, the wisdom that they will need to proclaim his good news. They understand that love is more powerful than wealth. That it is not a person's bank account or the position that they hold that proves them to be a truly blessed person. But in their willingness to serve God and to serve their sisters and brothers in need. We're living, as I said earlier, in difficult times. It's a little tumultuous out there. We have voices from all sides proclaiming that they are the ones in the right. Often saying we have to be the ones who write because we have the power behind us. But they're talking about earthly power, and we know that the true power comes from God. That all that we see before us is temporal. It's a very temporary thing, and people come and they go. Administrations come and go. Empires come and go. But God remains the same. God's steadfast love is unwavering. His call to us remains the same, to go out and to proclaim that good news of Christ's love to all people. To serve our sisters and brothers, especially those in need. Doing so without requiring them to prove that they are worthy or that they are truly needful, but to serve them. To try to repair broken relationships. To reach across chasms of hatred, of misunderstanding. Of fear. And to invite others to come and join us. Once again, to be a light in the world. When I was, I remember as a kid, and then I remember later on when I lived in Springfield, Massachusetts, doing the homeless ministry, that childhood hymn, This Little Light of Mine, which at times seems, as you get older, to be really childish. But one thing it reminds us is that little light that we get from God, that it's up to each of us to go out in the world with that little light, to let it shine, to leave other people see it, to know that they do not have to be afraid. That God is with us. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to take your little light, to take your love of Christ, to take Christ's love for you into the world, to share it. Don't worry about what people are going to think. Don't worry if people don't think that you are qualified or that your voice doesn't matter, because it does. You are people of the good news. And as such, it is your call. It is your pleasure. It is your gift to share that good news with all people.